Trevor was sipping a carry-out double latte from Beach Java and debating whether to add a generous shot or two of amaretto to help soothe away the morning's cobwebs when the call came. His cramped suite had no intercom system. One was not needed. Jan could simply yell any message down the hall, and he could yell back if he wanted. For 8 years, he and this particular secretary had been barking at each other. "It's some bank in the Bahamas," she announced. He almost spilled the coffee as he lunged for the phone. It was a Brit whose accent had been softened by the islands. A substantial wire had been received from a bank in Iowa. How substantial, he wanted to know, covering his mouth so Jan couldn't hear. $100,000. Trevor hung up and added the amaretto, 3 shots of it, and sipped the delightful brew while smiling goofily at the wall. In his career, he had never come close to a fee of $33,000. He raced to the airport, almost missed his shuttle, and drank 2 beers during the 30-minute flight to Fort Lauderdale, then 2 more on the way to Nassau. On the ground, he fell into the back of a cab, a 1974 Cadillac painted gold without air conditioning, and with a driver who'd also been drinking. The air was hot and wet, the traffic slow, and Trevor's shirt was sticking to his back by the time they stopped downtown near the Geneva Trust Bank building. Inside, Mr. Brashears led Trevor to his small office. He presented a sheet of paper which gave the bare details. A $100,000 wire originating from the first Iowa bank in Des Moines. Remitter being a faceless entity named TCCM Management. The payee was another generic entity named Boomer Realty Limited. Boomer was the name of Joe Roy Spicer's favorite bird dog. Trevor signed the forms to transfer $25,000 to his own separate account with Geneva Trust, money he kept hidden from his secretary and from the IRS. The remaining $8,000 was handed to him in a thick envelope, cash. He stuffed it deep into his khaki pants pocket, shook Brashear's soft little hand, and raced out of the building. 2 hours later, he was in the Jacksonville airport. He drove to Trumbull, arriving at 4:30, and waited for Spicer for almost half an hour. "A pleasant surprise," Spicer said dryly as he stepped into the attorney conference room. "We received $100,000 from Iowa," Trevor said. Spicer was suddenly happy to see his lawyer. He resented the "we" in Trevor's announcement, and he resented the healthy cut he raked off the top. But the scam wouldn't work without help from the outside, and the lawyer was a necessary evil. So far, Trevor could be trusted. Spicer breathed deeply and savored the victory. A third of the loot gave him $22,000 in change. It was time to write some more letters. He reached into the pocket of his olive prison shirt and removed a folded newspaper clipping. "Duke's at Tech tonight. The line is 11. Put $5,000 on Tech." $5,000? "I've never put $5,000 on a game before." "What kind of bookie you got?"
"Small time."
"Look, if he's a bookie, he can handle a number. He may have to make a few calls, but he can do it."
"All right. All right.
Be here at 4 tomorrow. I'll have some mail for you."